For years now, state lawmakers have been expanding the state's choice program, which allows public dollars to follow kids to private schools. Now, the Trump administration is also looking to expand the voucher program. WUWM and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel held an Across the Divide forum to bring together people with different perspectives on school choice. The panelists included students and educators, shared their experiences here.
We need to have accountability. At Seton Catholic Schools, that was one of the first decisions we made, is that we're going to have full transparency around our results. We'll live and die on our results, but I think states going forward should avoid the trap of not being held accountable. If you're having public funds come into your schools, the accountability piece is really important. Second thing is, don't spend so many years talking about it and lamenting over the battle. At least here in Milwaukee, choice is here to stay. Choice is going to be here to stay in a lot of states. And so how can you focus around creating highly successful schools for kids? Don't waste a generation of kids fighting about stuff.
When we talk about accountability also, let's talk about the number of kids that leave private schools and return back to public schools, you know, to keep the playing field level, that money needs to follow those kids back, okay, when we talk about resources. In regards to the DPI report card, a lot of schools are being classified as failing schools because they lose 5 points for a student attendance. So there's like, I believe, 5 or 6 categories when you rate a school. There's a lot of schools that are missing meeting expectations because 5 points are deducted off that DPI report card if you have an absenteeism rate of 13% or more. And we have all the tools in place. That's one great thing about NPS. We attack every problem with vigilance, okay? We had attendance liaisons. We go out there and try to increase attendance. But my question is that more of a school issue or a parenting issue to get a kid in school? And should the school be penalized for that? You know, if you look at the data will show that a lot of schools will, in MPS, will meet or exceed expectations if they had that 5 points.
Each of you has a magic wand to change one thing. You can change something at the school you go to now, or you can change something at a school that you've previously attended that you think would help more students get more out of their education and be better prepared for life after high school.
For St. John Antietam, what I wish I could change was not even just boys, but like more boys and girls, so like a more diverse and a bigger like a bigger group of people, so I'll be able to like prepare for college and like the real world, being able to interact with all those different people. And for public schools, like I said before, just like a better relationship with the between the students and the teachers, I feel like that could help improve the grades.
I think one thing I would change about the public school was I feel like the teachers should have been more strict on the students, so we could have got our work done and we could have went through the lessons faster than we usually would. The school I am in right now, I think I would change. I feel like it should be more diverse in my classes also, so it could feel more comfortable. I could feel more comfortable with other people, and all my classmates also should feel comfortable too.
You just heard from students Raven Goins and Joycelyn Medley, along with Patrick Chapman, the principal at MPS's Oliver Wendell Holmes School, and William Hughes, chief academic officer of Seton Catholic Schools. They participated in an Across the Divide discussion on school choice, hosted by WUWM and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.